Have you ever noticed how elusive the whole concept of time is? For instance, just a moment, just a minute. So a minute, if you're in a hurry, can seem to take forever. So let's say you're running late for an appointment and you hit a red light. Lights last about 60 seconds, but it takes forever before it turns green. Yet, if you run into someone that you haven't seen for a while and they've only got a minute to visit with you, well, it's gone in a twinkling of an eye. It all depends on your perspective of things, really the whole idea of time. All right, another one. So I think we all probably realize that 20 days from today, it's Christmas Eve. So we only got 20 days left till Christmas Eve. Well, if you add that out, that means there's 480 hours between now and Christmas Eve, or there's 28,800 minutes between now and Christmas Eve. Now, some of you, that's frightening. Others of you, that's great news. For some of you, it seems like an eternity, and others are like, oh, you're kidding. It's happening that fast? So some of you are like, 28,800 minutes before I get to open up my gifts? Are you kidding? 28,800 minutes before the kids and the grandkids will congregate at our house? That's an eternity. It's going to take so long for it to get here. Now, there's another side of you that are saying, really? We only got 28,800 minutes left? Do you have any idea how much I have to get done? I got presents to buy, and then I've got to wrap them, and then we've got parties to go to, and we got to get ready for our own party, and I got to make something for Christmas. I don't even have all my decorations up. What do you mean there's only 28,000? Now there's only 28,799 minutes left. It all depends on perspective. But I'll tell you this much. Whether Christmas can't get here quick enough, or wow, it's happening way too fast. Either way, if you let it, you could miss the point. You could miss the whole point of Christmas. If you're so fixated on just when Christmas will get here, then you'll miss all the other things that are happening. And if you're so busy and a flurry of activity that it's going to be come and gone and you won't even recognize it, you won't even celebrate it, really. So what I'm asking is that we take a little bit of time and we focus in on the miracle of Christmas, that we don't let it get by us on either way, either taking too long or, my goodness, it's taken too short of a time. But we really appreciate the miracle of Christmas, and we begin with the miracle of the moment. What I'm talking about is God's timing, God's incredible, perfect timing. Now, if we're all honest with one another, we don't think God's timing is all that perfect. We may know that it's perfect, but as far as living it, we don't really think that God's timing is perfect. Either God has taken too long, or my goodness, that went by way too fast, because we just don't like God's timing. And because of that, we end up missing moments. We miss the moments when God intervenes and intersects with our life. So for instance, if it's taking too long, we miss the moments if we think that God is taking too much time in answering our prayers, right? That we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and God's just taking too much time. Biblical example. Let's take Zechariah and Elizabeth. You might remember them. They're the parents of John the Baptist, right? That's Jesus' cousin. John the Baptist is the one who'll go out and preach and get the people ready so that Jesus' message can be delivered, right? So let's go back in time. So we've got Zechariah and Elizabeth, and they're dating and they're courtship, and they get married, and they got all kinds of plans. Big plans. They're going to have a whole house full of kids. They can't wait, right? And then a month goes by. Nothing. That's no big deal. And 3 months go by. Oh, it's okay. 6 months go by. Oh, I don't know. A year goes by. We better start praying about this, Zach. I don't know what's happening here. So they're praying earnestly. Then 18 months go by. They're praying even more, wondering what's happening. Why haven't we had a child? 2 years goes by. 3 years, the neighbors start talking. Because back in that culture, if you're a woman and you didn't have a child, well, that must mean that you have found disfavor with God, that maybe you're even being punished by God. By the time 5 years, it's embarrassing for them. Then 6 years, then 10 years, 15 years, 20, 25, 30, 35 years, and then they give up. I guess God's not listening. God's taking too long. God's not answering my prayer. How much did they miss along the way? How many times were there moments where God intervened in their life, where God interjected himself? How many things did they miss along the way because they were so fixated on that one thing? We've been there. I've been there. You're earnestly praying for God. You can't wait. God, you're taking too long to answer my prayer. Right? The next doctor's appointment, that one's going to give a good report. I know the next one is, and then it doesn't. And then you pray some more, and you're earnestly waiting. You want that child to be restored to you. You've been estranged from them for 10 years, and you think this will be the year. And you've been praying constantly for 10 years that relationship would be restored. You've been praying for healing, and you just know that it's going to happen, but it doesn't happen. And then the moments turn into hours and weeks and months and years, and finally you don't even know what to pray for anymore because God's taken too long. But how much did you miss along the way? How much did you miss along the way? How many times did you miss when God intersected your life? When God gave you just that courage to face another day? Where God sent someone into your life that lifted you up just for a few moments? Or God gave you that strength when you're at your weakest part? How many moments do we miss? Because we're just fixated on that. And God's taken too long. We miss the moments when we think God's taken too long. We can go to the other extreme. We miss the moments when, my goodness, too little time. There's too little time to get ready for it. There's too many things to do. We're so busy and our schedules are so packed. We miss the moments when they arrive because we've buzzed right past them. Let's go back to when Jesus was born. Jesus is born in Bethlehem, and the whole world missed it. An entire world missed it. Bethlehem is all abuzz. They're bursting at the seams. This whole census thing, every room has been taken. The streets are packed. Everybody's busy. I started thinking to myself, where were their family, Mary and Joseph? Well, I would say, well, they left them back in Nazareth. Well, hold on. Everybody is supposed to go back to their town where their lineage is traced. So where's Zechariah? Where's Elizabeth? All right, well, maybe Zach, maybe he's got a different town that he's in. But what about Joseph's parents? What about Mary's parents? What about their brothers and sisters, their aunts, their uncles, their cousin? Where is everybody? I guess they were too busy. They were too busy. Everybody was too busy. An entire nation that had been praying for thousands of years for God to send a Messiah, and they all missed it. The only ones that took note were a band of shepherds. And it took a whole host of angels to convince them to go visit. Because everybody's busy. How much have we missed? How much have we missed because of the flurry of activities that we're involved in? And that we get so caught up in life and going off to this game or going off to that play or trying to catch the plane to that appointment or going over to this house or there's the chores we've got to do around the house and on and on the list goes and we just race through life, and we never catch the moments where God intersects our life. Could happen right now as we're trying to get ready for Christmas. We just got 20 days left, and I got to tell you, I had a pretty good conviction, right, as I was given the announcements of all the string of things that we have going on here, and I knew what I was going to preach on. I'm like, ooh, that doesn't work. Well, that's not good, but see, that's what happens. We get caught up in all of these things, and we get so busy that we miss it. Oh, you'll be here for Christmas Eve. I know you will. You've probably already spotted the service that you're going to go to. You might even read the Luke account back at home, but will it get just a passing glance as you race towards the new year? And we miss it. We miss the miracle of Christmas. We miss so many times of God moments in our lives. But that's what happens because we don't understand it. We don't like God's timing. Either God's taking too long or it's happening too fast. But either way, we miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the miracle moments where God's there in your life and he's active. You want to recognize it. You want to celebrate it. But here's the deal. Miracle moments, it's all in the timing. It's all in the timing, right? So just think about how important timing is. Let's come out of the church world, come out of the Bible, just everyday life, think about how important timing is. And missing something by just a minute, sometimes missing by something just a second, drastically changes the outcome. So if you look at the world of sports, right? So the receiver is supposed to run a route, and he's supposed to be at a specific point in the field at a specific time. And the quarterback is supposed to release the ball at just the right moment so that it's caught. If you're off by even just a split second, you miss the pass. Hello, Arizona Cardinals. They're working on that. It's the same thing with every sport, though, right? You got to swing the bat at the right moment. If you're playing basketball, you got to be in the right spot to receive the pass. It's all timing, right? How about just timing in everyday life? Have you ever arrived at the gate 1 minute after they close the door? They're not opening it. Trust me, I know. I'm like, the plane's right there. I can see it, right? The pilot's making eye contact with me. Nope. Door stays closed. Missed it by 1 minute. Right? Timing. Everything's about timing. For instance, if you need to talk to your wife about something serious, there's a good time and there's a bad time. Pick the good time, everything goes well. Pick the bad time and things don't go so well. It's all in the timing. God has perfect timing. Even when we don't get it, even when we don't like it, God has perfect timing. Take a look at Galatians chapter 4. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption. When the set time had fully come, when everything was right, when everything was ready, when the whole thing was set up, at that moment, God sent forth his son. I can just about guarantee you that Mary and Joseph didn't think it was good timing. I bet you Mary and Joseph would not have thought it was good timing on God's part. If they could talk to God beforehand, they would have said something about, listen, could we have the pregnancy after the wedding date? It'd be great. We won't fool around or anything, but after the wedding date. You know how much pain and suffering and sorrow that would have saved those two? But where would the virgin birth be? Where would the immaculate conception of true God, true man? Okay. All right, they'll give him that, All right, God. So couldn't the pregnancy be before the census or after the census? Why does it have to be in the middle of the census? Why does it have to be in the ninth month of pregnancy? Do you imagine what the trip was like going from Nazareth down to Bethlehem with a woman who's 9 months pregnant? Nobody enjoyed that trip. All right? Why couldn't it be before or after? Where's the prophecy that says, Bethlehem, from you will come forth the Messiah? Even when we don't get it, even when we don't understand it, God's timing is perfect. Mary and Joseph were exactly where they needed to be when they needed to be there. God had set the entire world stage for this moment in time. Rome was in charge over most of the world. Now, you know, Israel didn't like the fact that they were under Roman rule, but the fact of the matter is that there was some pretty unprecedented peace at that time. It's called the Peace of Rome. So there was pretty much in the known world there was peace and a roadway system that they had built, which again was unparalleled. Yes, they all led to Rome, but they went to all parts of the world. It was fairly safe to travel, right? Plus, they had a common language. Everyone had their native language. But really, if they wanted to do any kind of commerce, they had to also know Greek. So there's this common language. So here, you have peace, you have roadways, and you have a common language so that the gospel message can spread like wildfire. God had set the stage so that he could send forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us who are under the law. God's perfect timing. Don't miss the perfect timing. Don't miss the miracle moments. Don't miss the miracle moment of Christmas itself. Whether you can't wait till it gets here or, my goodness, it's happening too fast, somehow step back. Step back and see the miracle of the moment of God Himself taking His first breath, of the fact that God, who is infinite, God who is eternal, steps into our world knowing full well that He'll give His life for us. He's born only so that He can die, so that we can live. We can live a new life here, but also live a new life in eternity. Don't miss the miracle of the moment. And don't miss the miracle of the moment in your life either. If you're earnestly praying and you're waiting for God to answer a prayer, don't give up. We may not understand God's timing. We may not like God's timing. But God's timing is perfect, and He will answer. And it will be the right answer at the right time, at the right place. If you want proof, just look to your past. Can you not point to something in your past where you have seen God in action? And in a moment in time changed everything. It's the day that you left late for work because you spilled coffee and had to change your clothes. And you arrived 1 minute after the accident. And you weren't involved. It's that time when it was the worst possible time for you to be sick. You were busier than all get out at work. It wasn't going to get accomplished. And yet you saw the love and support of fellow workers and friends and family like you've never experienced before. Look to your past. What are those moments where God's incredible timing, those moments when He came into your life? And then look around today. God's with us every moment of every day, right? God is able to walk alongside of us. See those moments of God in your life. And then in faith, look to the future, confident that He has the right time, that He knows what He's doing. And at just the right spot and at just the right time, God's going to intervene. You want the ultimate proof? Just look at that babe in the manger who was born at the perfect time and the perfect place. That's the miracle of Christmas. And that's the miracle of the moment. Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we know that You're active in our lives all the time. We ask that You would open up our hearts, open up our minds, so that we could see those moments. Right now, we ask that You would help us to focus on the miracle moment of the birth of Your Son. If life is going by too fast, help us to slow down. If we're just fixated on something, waiting for that to happen, give us strength, give us comfort, give us encouragement to know that You're active in it. That Your time is the right time and the best time. And help us focus on that miracle moment when Jesus entered into our world. In His name, amen.